Hey there, amazing people. Welcome back to Depression Free Zone, Reclaim Your Happiness. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, life can get crazy, right? Between juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, and trying to keep our heads above water, self-care often gets pushed to the bottom of the list. But guess what? You deserve a little TLC, and it's not selfish. Think of self-care as your secret weapon for conquering stress, boosting happiness, and living your best life. Today, we're diving into the world of crafting a personalized self-care plan that actually works for you. Because let's face it, generic advice just doesn't cut it when it comes to our mental well-being. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, I'm already drowning in commitment. How on earth am I supposed to squeeze in more me time? Listen, self-care isn't about adding another item to your to-do list. It's about being intentional with your time and energy, prioritizing what truly nourishes your soul, and creating space for activities that bring you joy. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-care journey. First things first, get real with yourself. What energizes you? What brings you a sense of peace and fulfillment? Do you find solace in a good book, a hot bath, or spending time in nature? Maybe it's dancing like nobody's watching, crafting, or catching up with loved ones. Take some time to reflect on your passions and what truly makes you feel alive. Next, ditch the guilt trip. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you become a better version of yourself, more resilient, compassionate, and capable of showing up fully in all areas of your life. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. You need to recharge and refuel in order to give your best. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with incorporating 1 or 2 self-care activities into your routine each week. Maybe it's a 15-minute meditation session every morning, a relaxing evening walk, or taking a few minutes to journal your thoughts and feelings. Make it a non-negotiable. Schedule your self-care activities like any other important appointment. Fit them in your calendar and treat them with the same level of respect. Let your loved ones know that this time is sacred and that you need their support in honoring your commitments to yourself. And finally, experiment and find what works best for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What brings joy and relaxation to one person might not resonate with another. Be open to trying new things, listening to your body and mind, and adjusting your plan as needed. Think about it, ever felt like you were running on fumes? You know that feeling when you're so overwhelmed that even the simplest tasks feel monumental? I've been there. It was during one of those particularly chaotic periods that I realized I desperately needed to prioritize self-care. So I started small. Just 15 minutes a day dedicated to something I truly enjoyed, reading a good book, taking a walk in the park, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. And you know what? It made a world of difference. My energy levels soared, my stress levels plummeted, and I felt like I could actually tackle my to-do list with renewed enthusiasm. Remember, folks, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By investing in your well-being, you're investing in a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Get started on crafting your personalized self-care plan today. Today, we talked about getting real with ourselves about what brings joy, ditching the guilt surrounding self-care, starting small, and making it a non-negotiable part of our routine. Remember, experiment, find what works best for you, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite way to practice self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community together. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can continue to spread the message of mental well-being. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.